This message was recorded at the Redeemed Christian Church of God Salvation Center, where we're maximizing potential and fulfilling destiny. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to the following message.
Praise the Lord. You know, I had a good mind of following up with that. But I said I'll save it for another day, because I know I will cause some people to panic. Praise the Lord. Merry Christmas, church. It's good to be back. Nigeria was fun, but nothing compared to you. I miss church, and I'm so very glad to be back. And thank you for holding forth. Please give me the order of service, my copy. Thank you. Well, my job this morning is to bring a short exhortation, which I'm not very good at, but I will try my very best. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. Amen. They tried me in Nigeria and I pulled it off. I did. They gave me 20 minutes and I did 18. But April said, Pastor, when you get home, do the same. I want to welcome this morning in our midst. We have one of the parents of one of us here who happens to also be a pastor. Esther's mom is in the house today, Pastor Blessing Lawrence from Christ Evangelical Church, Brooklyn, New York. You're welcome, ma'am. We know it's a great sacrifice for you to be here, to leave church and be with us over here. And we trust that the Lord will bless you. Also have a nephew visiting from Dayton, Ohio. He said, this is summer for him. I said, well, we thank God for that. Michael Kempster, all the way from Dayton, Ohio. Amen. Let's bow our hearts for a word of prayer. Father, we want to appreciate you this morning. We thank you because, Lord, you saw us in darkness and you sent light to us in your Son. Almighty God, you came and you walked amongst men that you created, in the world that you created, because you thought our redemption was worth it. Thank you so much, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, we remember your birth today. And Lord, the few minutes that we're going to look into your word, Lord, let it be meaningful to us in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Very quickly, I'd like to say this morning, you know, there are, and I thank God, if you were here for Sunday school, you'll have heard this already. You know, Christmas has become a lot of things that Christmas was not really. Not the intent of God, not the plan of God. It just happened along the way. Some of it is fun, and there's nothing with fun, trust me. Amen. I'm going to mention just five things. There's a whole lot more, but five things I'm going to mention about Christmas, and then we will talk about what it really is. You know, number one is Santa Claus. Look through the Bible, you will never see Santa Claus. Amen. The Rudolph the reindeer, you know. I was listening to a song on radio the other day, and I said, Rudolph, reindeer, something, happy birthday. I'm like, what? Is it the birthday of the deer, of the birthday of is Frosty the Snowman's birthday, whoever? They mentioned somebody, I'm like, whose birthday exactly is it? You know, so it's really not about Santa Claus. It's not about Santa Claus. And, you know, at Christmas like this, you see a lot of nativity scenes, you know, and in the nativity scenes is about a child that was born. Do you know all over the world, every minute, about 255 children are born? Every minute. By the time this service is over, which is 2 hours, we will have had like over 30,000 children born. You know, so when you think about Christmas, it cannot be about a child that was born, because several thousands of child are born every hour. Amen. But the Bible tells us in Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6, Isaiah 9 and verse 6, it says, unto us a child is born. But more importantly, unto us a son is given. The son is what makes Christmas very, very unique. Can somebody say amen to that?
Amen.
Amen. So another thing you see during Christmas is during Christmas, there's a lot of gifts that are exchanged. And that is good. There's absolutely nothing wrong with the gifts. You'll remember in Matthew chapter 2, when the wise men came to Jesus, what did they bring? They brought gifts. So it is good for us to exchange gifts during Christmas. But Christmas is not just all about the gifts. Amen? It's not just about the gifts. And I remember the last sermon I preached before I left, I also said, which is in the third thing that I would like to mention here, that is important for us to know, that during Christmas, there is also a lot of depression and sorrow. Amen? In fact, when you look at the biblical account, after the birth of Jesus, the Bible says when King Herod found out that in Matthew chapter 2, when he found out that he had been deceived by the wise men, what did he do? He calculated the time from which the child would have been born, and he killed all the children that were born during that time. There was great sorrow. There was great wailing. Many people lost something very important to them. And Christmas season like this reminds some other people about the things they have lost in their life. They remember a relative that they spent their most precious Christmas with. Amen. And it brings them sort of sorrow. But be encouraged, because Christmas is more than that. Praise the Lord. Christmas is more than that. In Luke chapter 2, the Bible tells us about the fact that after Jesus was born, an announcement was made by an angel to the shepherds that were on the side. Amen. When the angel went and made the announcement, the Bible says, I believe in the 11th verse, it says, and there was a multitude of heavenly hosts that joined in celebration. So Christmas is about festivities. It's a fiesta. There's nothing wrong with celebration. But Christmas is much more than the festivities, is much, much more than the celebration. So what then is the essence of Christmas? When you look in that Luke chapter 2, the Bible says when the angel came to make the announcement, it says the glory of God shone around the angel. He was a great glory that accompanied the announcement. I've told us time before that the glory of God, the physical evidence of the glory of God that we see so many places in Scripture, is bright light. In fact, that 11th verse, I believe it is, 2:11. Please go to 2:11. Next verse. Next verse. Let me just refer to my notes. How about that? In verse 9, it says, and lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were so afraid. When you check some other translations, it talks about a bright light, a resplendent light. When Jesus came, light came into the world. Listen to me. Bible historians have told us that from the end of the Old Testament to the beginning of the New Testament, there was a great time of silence and darkness. A time that God was silent, God did not speak to the people. You know, and the Bible says, they told us that it was great darkness because there was no communication from heaven. But when Jesus was born, somebody say hallelujah. When Jesus was born, a great light was born. Our scripture of the month, John chapter 8 and verse 12, Jesus himself declared, he said, I am the light of the world. He said, whoever follows me cannot be in darkness. Hallelujah. So when Jesus was born, a great light was born. So more important than anything else is the recognition of that light. It's the recognition of that light. If that light has not appeared to you, then Christmas is meaningless to you. Why? Because hitherto, men have lived in darkness. Let me ask you this. Have you ever seen somebody doing something obviously wrong to you, and you told them, and they didn't see it? You say, you cannot do that. Why are you doing that? You said everything. They are looking at you like, so? What are you talking about? Why? Because they are in darkness concerning that matter. Until you see the light, everything seems all right, even though you might be in great peril. Amen? So what does the light do for us? Or what has the light accomplished for us? One thing that is very clear about light, if we turn off the light here, people stumble in darkness. Amen? Even in your own home, where the place that you are very familiar with, people stumble in darkness. So one of the things the light has done for us is to deliver us from stumbling so that we can see clearly, so we can understand the plan and the purpose of God for our lives. When that light came to show us the way. That light came to lead us. At the very birth of Jesus, what did the wise men see? A great light, a star. And they followed the star, and the star led them to where Jesus was. So that light that is born, number one, is to illuminate every darkness in our lives. I prophesy over you today. I say every dark area in your life, everything that has been shrouded with darkness and secrecy, God will shed his light into it. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. So that light is to translate us, the birth of Jesus. Christmas is a remembrance of the fact that what God intended to do is to translate us from darkness into light. Colossians chapter 1, the 13th and the 14th verse, it says that he has translated us. 13. It says, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. He translated us from darkness into light. The whole essence of the birth of Christ is to bring light into the world. Amen. Another thing the light does is light delivers. Light delivers. In the book of Acts chapter 12, the Bible says, listen to this, listen close. In Acts chapter 12, the Bible says in verse 1, it says, verse 1, 2, and about the third verse, when the people saw that, Herod saw that it pleased the people that he had slain James, he grabbed Peter and was going to kill Peter. If you know the story of Peter very well, Peter had often been locked up in prison and escaped. So this time, what they did was they secured him very well. They had four soldiers. One arm was tied to a soldier, the other arm to a soldier, both legs to a soldier each. They said, we will see what will happen. And then they locked to the ground as well. And they put him in a dungeon. Amen? But the Bible says, in Acts chapter 12, it says, a great light shone from heaven into the prison. And when that light came, guess what? The Bible says the chains, they fell off him. Amen? The chains fell off him. The prison door opened of his own accord, and Peter was delivered. The light of God that is come is to bring deliverance to our lives. I don't know what has held you bound before now. I don't know what has held you down hitherto. But I want you to understand that the birth of Jesus, he came that he may set you free, that he may deliver you from sin, deliver you from the wickedness of men. He came to set us free. The Bible says that light shone through Peter's prison and Peter was set free. I want you to rise to your feet this morning. Rise to your feet this morning. Lift up your right hand to heaven. Lift up your right hand to heaven. I don't care how long the situation may have been. I don't care what is going on in your life. But I want you to know that this Christmas, Christ is come to set you free. Christ is come to set me free. Why don't you talk to him just for a minute or so? Say, Father, I thank you. Lord Jesus, I thank you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for coming. Thank you for the light that has been shone from heaven into my life today. The word of God is that light. In John chapter 14, verse 6, John 14, verse 6, the Bible says, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. John 1, verse 5, he says, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. Christ has come to give you light. That light is come to illuminate you. That light is come to deliver you. The deliverance of God is in the house today. The light of God is come, and you will escape from the snare of the fowler. You will not go bound into 2017. God will deliver you from every trap, from every prison that the enemy has hidden you. God will set you free today. You will go free today. You will go free today. You will remember this Christmas as the day that the light of God shone brightly into your life, into your situation, in the mighty name of Jesus. If you believe it, shout a loud hallelujah. Amen. Amen. God bless you. You may please be seated.
We hope you've been blessed by this message. We encourage you to fellowship with us here at Salvation Center if you are in the San Antonio area. For more information, visit our website at www.rccgsanantonio.org.